Good morning and welcome to WLQI's Saturday Morning Sports Showcase live from SP19 in Tamat. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, Midway Net, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, Buy Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and Buy More Trucking. Let's go live to SP19 in DeMott.
And a pleasant good morning and welcome as WLQI Radio 97.7 FM The Q presents the SP19 Sports Showcase presented by SP19 American Kitchen in DeMott. Good morning and welcome. I'm Frank Sprankle. This is the show in which we interview local area high school coaches and dig deep into their respected athletic programs. This morning on the SP19 Sports Showcase, we have Chad Pulver about ready to join us, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Bombers boys basketball program. We'll also visit with Doug Nelson, the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars girls basketball program, as well as Bill Shepard, the boys' head coach of the Kankakee Valley Cougars, and Wes Rackey, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. Also, Scotty Miller working the board. A reminder, we are not coming to you live from SP19 American Kitchen in DeMont. Instead, we are coming to you from our Amsler Road studios in Rensselaer. At some point, we hope to return to SP19 American Kitchen, but we certainly appreciate their sponsorship for the Sports Showcase. And right now, let's join our first guest of the morning, Chad Pulver, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Bombers boys basketball team. As Coach Chad Pulver, I welcome you into the SP19 Sports Showcase, and here we are talking 6 days before your first game of the 2020-21 campaign against the Tri-County Cavaliers, a game that will be played in Wolcott. And anytime you get this close, within a week before tipping off a season, describe the type of energy your team experiences.
Well, morning, Frank. So we had a little bit of announcement coming to us on Friday, and we actually are playing DeMott Covenant Christian on Tuesday.
Okay.
So because of that, our opener actually moves to Tuesday. So we had a scrimmage on Thursday, 2 days ago, against Knox. We drove up to Knox and had the Type B scrimmage where we play five different sessions. Four sessions are dictated what defense you're playing, and then the fifth session is actually allowing your second team or our JV to be able to play a full session. It's a running clock. It's 12-minute sessions, and we had a pretty good showing there. And then within our time driving home, I received information that we might have an opportunity to play on Tuesday. So we literally finished our game and started to try to make that shift mentally from thinking that we had a week to prepare for our opener to we might have a Friday, Saturday, Monday practice, and then we're playing our game. Now, I can tell you the guys want to play. They're ready to play.
Of course.
They want to go against other teams. But there's a certain level that I know that I feel and the coaches feel with, we thought we had a few more days to maybe get some more wrinkles ironed out, add a few more ripples into our offense, play a little bit different type of defense to get us ready. And that has turned into turbo speed of just trying to get people to understand where they're going to go, trying to get two or three different options, trying to get guys to understand where they go on the floor. So this morning, we've already practiced this morning. We had a 6 a.m. practice this morning, and we went 6 to 8. And so part of it was getting the guys out, getting them loosened up, getting them ready, but also mentally getting the lock in of, we only have this many minutes left, guys. It's down to minutes and seconds to get us ready for the opener. So that part of the excitement and that part of the energy is always almost addictive to how we get our competitive juices flowing. But the other side of it is the practical side of me likes to have more time, likes to really play things out and flesh things forward. But we have to play on Tuesday. So I know the guys are ready. We're ready to go.
Well, kudos to you guys for scheduling the game Tuesday against Covenant Christian. So the season will start this Tuesday, November 24th, 2 days before Thanksgiving. You heard it from Chad Pulver, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Bombers boys basketball team. First, once again, Tuesday, Rensselaer Central will take on Covenant Christian and tip off the 2020-21 season. And looking ahead to Tuesday night now, one thing I can't help but notice, and just think of the confidence level that your team brings into the season. If you're going to look for anything in terms of momentum, how about that we take away the Rochester loss in the sectional championship? It was a great game played on both your ends, but you look at excluding the Rochester sectional title loss, your squad had won 7 of 8 games down the stretch. That includes the first two rounds of the sectional tournament. If you take a look at just the final stretch of the 2019-20 season, in which you won 7 of 8 games before the sectional championship loss, how much do you guys see that as being a momentum for you, for your squad, as you now begin play Tuesday night at Covenant Christian?
I think each season plays out for us where we have to grow from the beginning until the end. I think that for us, at least with our program, we really try to take it from where we left off the season, and we try to fold that into our off season, into our summer, and then into our preseason. And we did feel like we put some pieces together, and we're starting to really take some good strides. We were finding 2, 3, 4 different options on offense. We were finding many different options and layers with our defense to get teams to have to slow things down and have to play things differently. And so we felt pretty good about that. I think we learned a lot. So those last year's sophomores are now juniors this year. We have a couple seniors that have been through it now. So I think that that momentum does give us a little bit of push. The reality is that we now have other guys that are learning to play the game at the varsity level. And so we're still having to pull them forward. The difference is that the pull and the inertia, and I think some of the gravity of last season has pushed some of those guys forward quicker. And that's what feels good, is that we believe that we now have an expectation of how we're going to walk into these games competitively, and knowing whether it's going to be some of the larger teams we play. KB is one of the larger schools that we play. Lowell is one of the larger schools we play. Or if we're playing against the 1A schools, which we had options like last year with North White, they took it to us and they beat us on their own floor. So we have some things to prove all season. And I think that's what we carry forward, is that we have now some historical context. The guys that have been around for a few years, it doesn't feel like every year we walk in and we're starting with no history. I think they do have a history. They know the other players. They know the other systems. And now they know what our system is. And I think that allows us to be able to walk in and have some expectations of what we're supposed to do and how we are expected to play for each other and with each other. And I think that plays out positively for us.
You and I talked a little bit last week about a lot of the newcomers, but you do have a mixture of senior presence, particularly Josh Fleming. What a year he had. He was the leading scorer on your squad last year, the leading returner, also led the team in steals per game. Also, you have to take a look at Jacob Lane. He played in 22 games last season. Looking at guys in particular, the seniors of Fleming, Lane, you can even look at some of the juniors as well. You do have a few juniors on your squad this year. What are you expecting in terms of the leadership from your seniors as far as Fleming and Lane are concerned, and even your juniors as well?
I think what the expectation we have is that they are supposed to watch out for each other. They're supposed to keep each other accountable for not only showing up every day, but keeping an intensity and a focus that we have to have in practice. We try to do a lot of things as a coaching staff to get them not only in their body to go where they need to go, but we need them to be able to start to predict and to plan and then to execute on the floor. And I think that's really where the leadership starts to play out. When those upperclassmen, those experienced players, start to hold other players accountable for that, and I'm not always talking about hammering on them or yelling at them, but to get those other guys to understand that we have an expectation of, if someone is going to, for example, blitz or jump the ball, try to get a double, we should know where to flow in the offense to make that work. It doesn't need to be every time that we break it down and call a timeout and have to talk it out. Even in practice, we shouldn't have to stop each time, especially if those upperclassmen, number one, react, and number two, talk and get other people to understand where they're supposed to go or how they're supposed to react. I think if we start to do that more and more, it helps those younger guys learn through example, vicariously by watching other people do it, but then also by having someone talk them through it in the moment so they don't feel stranded. It's really tough in our game to feel like you're the only one that knows what to do, or that you're the only one that doesn't know what to do. And that especially happens when there's no communication on the floor. When we go quiet as a unit, it's usually not a good sign for us. When we're talking and we're communicating as a unit on the floor, even when things aren't necessarily going our way, we tend to find a way through it. And I think that's where those juniors and seniors especially can help us move forward and help move the ship to another part of the ocean.
A game on Tuesday, Covenant Christian, that's 2 days before Thanksgiving. But lastly, and I'm going to ask this to all of our coaches joining us this morning. You're the first coach to join us. Thursday is Thanksgiving. And as we get set for Thanksgiving, now 5 days away, what are you thankful for as we head into Thanksgiving 2020?
Well, I will start by saying very directly, I'm very thankful for not only my families, but my colleagues and my team. I'm very thankful that we have good health right now. I think with so many other things going on, health is a number one concern. We want to make sure that the people that we're coming into contact with, we're protecting each other, we're taking care of each other, and moving through this, especially a time of season where we're so used to being able to be around other people that we care for and that we're thankful to be a part of our lives. And a lot of us are foregoing some of those relationship get-togethers simply because it's safer for those that we love. And so I'm very thankful that we do have our health. You know, we in my household, we had a couple positive cases. We survived those. I know that people in other families have had to deal with that. And so I'm very thankful that we have that going in a positive direction. It feels like even though our county is having a rough time right now, I hope that we can pull through it. I'm grateful and thankful that we have an opportunity to get together as a team. I think that for those of us that have been a part of this bomber program, it really is an extension of what we do in our day-to-day life at home. And to be with these guys, to be able to be a part of their lives, to see how their families care for them and to see that play out and be a part of them growing up and maturing and becoming young men, I'm really thankful to be a part of that. And so those are the things that, especially this time of year, it's my favorite sport. It's my favorite time of year with the fall. I love this time. And so that's something that I always treasure. And it's a little different. We've had to adapt a little bit more this year with how we're going to celebrate it. But in the end, we're going to have our practice on Thursday morning. We're going to be able to spend time with our families. And then the next day, that Black Friday, we're right back to business and hopefully we go and have a great game against our county rivals with Tri-County.
And that's a game we will have on our affiliated station, Bear Country 104.5 FM, 1560 AM, the Rensselaer Central Bombers at Woolkit to take on the Tri-County Cavaliers. Before that, it will be on Tuesday, Rensselaer Central opening up their boys basketball season with Covenant Christian. Head coach Chad Pulver, thank you for joining us, and the best to you and the Bombers, as well as a blessed happy Thanksgiving next Thursday.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, Chad Pulver, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Bombers boys basketball program, joining us this morning on the SP19 Sports Showcase. When we come back, we'll visit with Doug Nelson, the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars. After this, you're listening to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco. 219-285-2307.
Anderson Outdoor Power and DeMott have your hometown dealer advantage. Big box store pricing, check. Professional setup until it's loaded on your truck, check. Factory trained service department, check. Small dealer attention, check. Deal with the same people each time you visit, check. At Anderson Outdoor Power, you'll get the same price and the attention you can't get at the big box stores. Stop by today at 325 Almond Street Northwest, DeMott, and deal with a winning team of over 35 years of experience. Anderson Outdoor Power, big store pricing with small town personal service.
Welcome back to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. We're going to remind you that SP19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant. I'm Frank Sprinkle, Scotty Miller mining the board on this Saturday morning. Joining us now, the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars basketball program, Doug Nelson. As head coach Doug Nelson, we welcome you to the SP19 Sports Showcase on this Saturday. And your girls tipping off the season on Tuesday, a game we had here on 97.7 The Q against the Marquette Catholic Lady Blazers. And, of course, we know we were supposed to have your game yesterday against the Highland Lady Trojans. That was called off. But how much of a relief was it just to get one game completed in the case Tuesday night against Marquette Catholic?
Well, good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me. First off, thanks. It was a relief, just to see somebody in a different uniform. I think that the girls were ready to play a game, and, we jumped out to a nice lead and then kind of hung on at the end. But it was good to have people in the seats and, to hear the whistles and the officials and a game environment. It was fun.
And indeed it was. We were there. And let's talk about the game on Tuesday night against Marquette Catholic. The first 8 minutes, your girls completely dominated, especially on defense. The trap defense giving Marquette Catholic a lot of fits. But if you take a look at that trap defense, how much is that going to be a specialty of your team as the 2020-21 season progresses?
We'll put it in. When we see it will be effective, or when we think it'll be effective. Our girls are pretty long, they're tall and long and active, and we're trying to get deflections and tips and just to mess up the rhythm of the other team's offense. So, like you said, the first quarter, I think we did that, and we did that a lot of the game, when we were trapping. I think we had about 25 steals on the night and just created disruption. So it'll be a part of what we do when we think it, when we think it helps.
A 51-47 win for the Lady Cougars at home on Tuesday night against Marquette Catholic to jumpstart the 2020-21 season. And in addition to the defense, which was evident, especially in the first quarter on Tuesday night, we can't help but forget about, obviously, the offensive production. Taylor Schoonfeld, the junior, Lily Toppin, the sophomore, respectively, 21 points for Schoonfeld. Toppin had 17, leading the way. An impressive night for the both of them. I don't know, as the game progressed, did these two had a competition on who was going to be the leading scorer as the night went on?
No, you know better than that. We are the group that we have this year really support each other and cheer for each other. And both those two were so nice. They'd want each other to be in the lead of that competition. But I thought Kate Thomas, our point guard, also had a big night. I know she only had 2 points, but mm-hmm. she had 6 rebounds and 7 assists. She just had a good line. And I think she only had 1 turnover on the night. So that's not bad for as much as the ball is in her hands. But it was a good balanced attack. A lot of people got to play. I think we played 11 people. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people got their blood flowing on game night. So it was a good game one.
And from that game, obviously you mentioned about a lot of players getting in. We noticed that early on. You went to the bench. From what I'm getting the sense this year, we're going to see a lot of this team have this team this year is going to have a lot of camaraderie. When did you notice that this team potentially could be something special?
Well, at the end of last year, we had our meeting, and a lot of the girls mentioned that, that the upperclassmen, the kids that were returning, that they wanted to make it a more, positive environment and for each other, and be there for each other. And it shows every day in practice. They get along, and then you had to send that message on to the 13 freshmen that were coming in that there is no animosity. There is no, this kid has more playing time than me. Why? We are each other's biggest fans and very supportive and a lot of energy on the bench. And it was kind of like, we try to say the team that has the more energy and the more communication will probably win the game, that kind of thing. And We just want each other to know that we have each other's back and we're rooting for them. You know, there is no, you know, you can't compare yourself to other people. You got to be your best self each day. And we talk about that, and it's, you know, through one game, it's working out so far.
And you take a look, too, at this team. It's prominently a team that is led by sophomores. You have maybe a couple underclassmen players. You do have a couple upperclassmen players. But if you look at the underclassmen that you have, what are some of the aspects that they still need to work on as not only this season, but as they progress in their high school basketball tenure over the next couple of years?
Well, you get better by playing better people. You know, you always hear stories how the younger siblings were playing against their older brothers and sisters, and they got beat up a little bit, but then it pays off in the long run. So as we play against older people, more experienced people, that's only going to help us, you know, day by, you know, in the future. You might not understand that as you're taking your lumps that day, but it'll pay off down the road. Another thing that we have to do, and you probably saw, is we, like yesterday during practice, that once we found out our game was not going to happen, we got into the weight room. We went into the weight room. We tried to go into the weight room a couple days a week, even during the season, just to maintain, you know. So a lot of those girls need some meat on their bones. You know, they're going to get bounced around in a lane. And that's such a big part of competitive basketball at our level. You know, and we play a lot of the 4A schools in the Doolin Conference and in our league. And, you know, they have big kids. So the stronger you are, the more confident you are, and that pays off on the basketball court. But, you know, just getting reps, meaningful reps, and getting in the weight room and getting beefed up a little bit, those will pay off down the road.
And, of course, you mentioned about the Highland game being called off, but that was not a cancellation. That was a postponement within the Northwest Crossroads Conference. Also, your game against North Newton to start the season was called off, but that game has been rescheduled. If you take a look at these games that have not been played because of COVID-19, yet rescheduled, frustrating as it might be when you hear the news about the games not being called off, how much of a relief is it to know that these games are going to be played down the stretch at a later time?
Well, I've said it before, our athletic administration worked their tails off for our kids. John Gray and Bill Mueller and Donna, they were on the phones right away. You know, as soon as we found out, you know, that Highland was not going to be able to play, you know, John was hitting the phones trying to find something else for that night, or, you know, or today possibly, but we just couldn't in such short notice. But, you know, he right away, he's hitting the phones, hitting the emails, trying to get games. So it was a relief to have those guys on the schedule. You can't predict what's going to happen in the future. I mean, those games might have to get moved around again. You never know. So, you know, but we just are very appreciative that John and Bill have worked their tails off. They're trying to fill the schedule for us. It's a challenge, but because you have to take a lot of things into consideration with the boys' schedule. Is the gym available? Officials, you know, it's not as easy as some might think.
Lastly, this is our last show before the Thanksgiving break. We will be taking a week off and come back in 2 weeks, but I'm asking every coach that's on this morning about what they are thankful for as we head into Thanksgiving 2020 on Thursday. And Doug Nelson, I want to ask you, at Thanksgiving 2020, 5 days away, what are you thankful for?
Oh, of course, you know, you're thankful for my family. I can't, you know, I couldn't be prouder of all my entire family. We picked up my son from IUPUI this past week. He's home, so I know he's safe. My older son, his family's doing well. You know, my brother's family's doing well, and my parents are, you know, fighting the fight. So, you know, that's all you can ask for. That's your home base, you know. So as long as that's all okay, then we're going to be okay. I'm also appreciative of the opportunity to be at Kankakee Valley. You know, again, I couldn't ask for a better corporation to be at. Mr. Spagna, the principals and his staff are unbelievable. They're supportive, and especially in these challenging times, you know. In these challenging times of COVID, we've really stepped up, and you've got to be creative and find different ways to teach and to talk with parents and communicate. And we've done a great job. And You know, and another thing I often think about, just one last thing, is the opportunity to coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only about, and it sounds like a lot, but there's only about 400 high school girls' jobs in Indiana. And then that's, you know, it's not something to be taken lightly and for granted. So I've been doing it, you know, as you get older, you kind of see the big picture more. And I'm very appreciative for the opportunity to be a coach and to be around young people who want to learn and want to get better in their families. So just a lot to be thankful for, man. We got to be positive and do the best we can and look out for each other.
And certainly want to wish you and your family, Doug Nelson, a happy Thanksgiving 5 days from now, next Thursday. Head coach Doug Nelson, thank you for joining us. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. He's head coach Doug Nelson of the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars basketball program, the head coach of the program that started out on Tuesday with a win over Marquette Catholic. When we come back, we will visit with Bill Shepherd, the boys head coach at Kankakee Valley, as the SP19 Sports Showcase rolls on. You're listening to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their 5 locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about Thanksgiving dinner? Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances has just what you need. Whirlpool ranges offer heavy-duty grates, convection oven, rapid preheat, aqua lift cleaning technology, and a 5.8 cubic foot oven to hold even your biggest turkey. Whirlpool and Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances wants to help you this holiday season. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new Whirlpool range.
Welcome back to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. As we are certainly enjoying the company of these head coaches and moving on with our program on the Saturday morning, I'm Frank Sprinkle with Scotty Miller mining the board and now joined by the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Cougars boys basketball program, about ready to embark on his 9th season, head coach Bill Shepherd. Welcome inside the SP19 Sports Showcase, and hard to believe, Tuesday night it all begins for your program. The regular season tips off at home against Tri-County. We will have that game on 97.7 The Q, Jeff Marlowe and myself. But how is everything for your program as you guys are about ready to bark on tip-off 3 nights from now?
Well, first of all, good morning. Thanks for having me, Hank. Everything's pretty good so far. We've been pretty fortunate with the crazy world that we live in today. We've been pretty fortunate with things. We do have a couple kids right now that are out, but via injuries and other stuff. One thing that's different about us this year is how deep we are compared to normal years. So we still have plenty of hands on deck that are ready to go, and we're definitely looking forward to Tuesday night to open up a home against always a well-coached Tri-County team.
A 9-14 mark in 2019-20, but taking a look at this team, you have so much upperclassmen, a return mix of seniors and juniors. If you take a look at just last season and the last few years that you have had these players, what type of maturities do you see in this prominently upperclassman squad as you get set to tip off 2020-21 on Tuesday night?
We definitely see just a different, demeanor, just overall attitude. And I don't mean attitude in a bad way. I just mean feel. Um,
just a different feel amongst the guys. They don't feel like I think they don't feel like they have to prove anything anymore. I just think they feel more confident in their own skin out there and just go out there. You know, and they just feel comfortable going out there and playing now. You know, they're not wondering if they belong or anything like that. So we had our scrimmage last night against Griffith, and that's one of the first things I told the coaching staff is it just looked like a different Kentucky Valley team. You know, even from the pregame, you could just tell that there was a different feel amongst all the guys. Something like, you know, we've been here before. We're not shell shocked or starstruck or anything. You know, we're confident in what we can do. And it's nice to have that. And, you know, being as deep as we are, you know, you hope that that attitude, you know, funnels down to the younger players on the varsity and then the JV. And then you hope that's the attitude that just continues year to year from here on out. But, it's taken a few years to get to this kind of depth and mentality. But it was good to see last night the demeanor that our kids played with and the overall confidence of what we're trying to do. And they really trust our coaches and their teachings. And that's a good start for us.
And looking at the scrimmage last night, as well as scrimmages of years past, which always take place before that first regular season game, on the doorstep of that first regular season game, in the case of your program, 3 nights from now, what are Fiends that you look for in the scrimmage in terms of just maybe taking notes of and looking for and saying to your team afterwards, okay, we need fine-tuning in this direction, fine-tuning in this direction. What are some things in the scrimmage that you look for afterwards in terms of getting ready for that first game?
Well, first thing I did for the scrimmage was it took me probably about 3 hours to make a substitution grid for the four corners because I had about 8 guys that I really wanted to get about equal minutes for. We did that. We had about 8 guys that got between 32 and 36 minutes in the 60-minute scrimmage pretty evenly. And, you know, one of the first things I wanted to see is, like, what combinations maybe work well together and what don't, or at least early on the way it looked like. And that's one of the things that I look for is, you know, is this combination the better zone combination or is this combination better against the man? Stuff like that. Also, you know, just seeing things that you don't get to see in practice every day because you're finally playing against somebody that doesn't always know what you're doing, and seeing things that we, you know, things like you said, things we need to fine tune. We have a list of about, and I know it sounds long, but we got a list of about 10 things from last night that we're like, okay, this needs to be re-emphasized, and this needs to be re-emphasized, and just, you know, repping some more stuff out that either slip through the cracks or whatnot. And it's great to have a scrimmage like that where you can see those types of things. But like we told the kids last night, I mean, we view that as our baseline, and everything should just be an improvement from there. So, you know, we just now we're going to pinpoint things for Tri-County, and I'm sure Tri-County will show us some other things we've got to pinpoint too, you know, after that. So everything's a learning process, and we just continue to build game by game.
You have Tri-County on the home floor in Weedfield on Tuesday night. Last year, you went down to Wolcott, opened the season with a 51-47 loss. Then you lost the next 4 games following that. You also had a 5-game losing streak midway through the season. But then, remarkably, you guys were able to turn it around. You won 5 of 8 in your last 8 games down the stretch of the 2019-20 regular season. What became the difference in terms of the early part of the season to the team that won 5 games down the stretch to close out 2019-20?
Well, not to make excuses, but we had a lot of turnover on our team. Pre-Christmas or right around, you know, from the start of the season to Christmas time, there was a lot of shuffling for various reasons. In and out, people out of games and people on the team and not on the team anymore, and just a lot of roster mixing up. And I think it just took us that long to finally settle in on a group of guys have a group of guys settled in on being around. And, then I think, you know, after a couple of weeks of being together with the same group, I think you finally started to see us gel a little bit. But, you know, it was kind of, you know, it was the situation. And we all thought 2020 was a weird year, but I guess the end of 2019 was a weird year for us because that's when all of our roster shuffling and mixing and matching happened. And we were able to settle things down a little bit, you know, from mid-January on because we finally had some stability in the house. So I think that was the main thing. With our depth this year, I'm hoping that's not going to be quite as big of an issue, with the number of guys that we have. We we're going to be playing a lot of guys. We'll keep you guys busy up there with the substitutions and stuff. You know, like I told the kids, I mean, if we're going to have a deep postseason run, we need depth. And the only way to get depth is to give kids opportunities during the season to contribute. I mean, it's not fair to a kid to throw him in a sectional game and ask him to contribute when he hasn't been given the opportunities to during the season.
And you've got to...
Go ahead.
Because I was going to say, you got a lot of depth on your team. My apologies. You got a lot of depth. You also have a lot of size on your club, a lot of size. You take a look at the size factor with your team and mentioning the upperclassmen with the size, and you got a lot of guys that are 6'3". You got a 6'4 player, a 6'6 player. How much are we going to see a strong, physical Kankakee Valley Cougar squad, in your opinion?
I would say we're definitely pretty strong and physical, but you know, our size is it's not brawny size per se. We do have some brawny size, but it's length and lanky and athletic, and I'm not saying we're not physical because we definitely have some players that are. But you know, our size is more the athleticism and length and lankiness that we have, and that creates the same set of problems too for most teams. So. We are going to be physical in some areas. There's the other areas that you think we might be physical in, but we're going to be more athletic and have our advantages in that respect. So we are, but we're, you know, we have, like you said, you've seen our roster. We have plenty of depth in the guard area, and then plenty of depth in the size area. So we can definitely keep bodies fresh on the floor and rotate people in and out and hopefully keep ourselves on the attack all the time.
Lastly, I want to ask you, Thanksgiving is Thursday, and I'm asking all of the coaches the same question to close out, and that is what they are thankful for, and for you, Bill Shepherd, as we are 5 days heading into Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
Well, obviously health, thankful for my family, thankful for, you know, I'm a single guy, so I always tell the kids that they're all my kids by you know, better or worse, by default, they're my kids. And, you know, just obviously in the terms of basketball, thankful for that. We told them last night, just thankful for the group we got. We're learning to love each other pretty well and take every night. We need to make every night the best tonight we can make it, because in this wacky year, you don't know how many tonights you're going to have. And you know, we just got to be thankful that we're together. And same thing, you know, I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my health. Thankful for the opportunities I've been presented, not just personally, but obviously on a career path as well. So, keep remembering those things and be grateful every day that you have an opportunity to do what you want to do, and just make the best out of every day. And that's kind of how we hope to approach things as a group as well. So, you know, looking forward to that. Obviously, looking forward to Thanksgiving. Obviously, this year Thanksgiving is going to be a little bit different. You know, we're going to be myself. We're going to get a little bit bigger gathering, but it's just going to be my parents this time around, which is fine. And we have future holidays that we can get wild and crazy again. So keep it a little low key, but definitely remembering all the good things that we've all been blessed with as we've made it through the years.
And we're certainly looking forward to 2 days before Thanksgiving, in which on 97.7 The Q right here, we will have your Cougars at home against the Tri-County Cavaliers to start the boys' regular season. Head coach Bill Shepherd, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to talking with you Tuesday night right here on 97.7 The Q.
Sounds good, Frank. We'll see you then.
All right. He's head coach Bill Shepherd of the Kankakee Valley Cougars boys basketball team. When we come back, we will visit with Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers head coach Wes Racky when the SP19 Sports Showcase continues. You're listening to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter is doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting SeedSense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Learn more about SeedSense today and transfer your planter for spring by contacting Solid Rock Ag Solutions, located south of Remington, and online at solidrockag.com. Smith's Ace Farm Store in Rensselaer has great deals all month long. Save all through the month of November on pre-lit Christmas trees, lit-up spheres, and all the lights you could want for indoors and out on sale now. Extension cords and light timers on sale too, to help with all your outdoor decor. You can save on snow throwers right now as well. Save on these and more. If it's for the home or the farm, Smith's has it. Smith's Ace Farm Store on Route 231 in Rensselaer.
Get your award-winning meal at SB19 American Kitchen, but at Jasper County's best all-around restaurant for 2020. You'll get excellent homemade meals made with fresh ingredients that's sure to please the whole family. Located at Sandy Pines Golf Course, this award-winning restaurant is ready to serve you the freshest in steak, burgers, and seafood, along with their fresh daily soups and salads. Keep an eye out for their weekend specials on Facebook. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, SB19 American Kitchen serves an award-winning meal. SB19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Back on the SB19 Sports Showcase, SB19 American Kitchen in Des Moines is a casual, comfortable restaurant specializing in American comfort food located at the Sandy Pines Golf Course. I'm Frank Sprinkle with Scotty Miller minding the board right behind me as we are now joined by Wes Racky, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers basketball program, and head coach Wes Racky, as I welcome you inside the SB19 Sports Showcase. You had a couple of games, of course, this week called off because of COVID-19 worries, but taking a look at the games that you've had called off, you are able to make them up. For instance, you were supposed to open up the season against West Central. That's going to be played on Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And also, we found out just a couple days ago that the home game initially slated tonight against Tri-County will be played on Tuesday, December 1st. So if you take a look at, okay, maybe frustration that you didn't play, how much of a relief is it to know that you are getting these games made up as postponements?
Well, you know, it's anytime that we get a chance to play, we're going to take full advantage of that. And, you know, credit to Mr. Hickman working his tail off, trying to make it work for us and trying to, you know, work with the ADs from the other schools to make this whole process work. You know, without them doing that, without them being dedicated to making it work, you know, we wouldn't be able to have those games. So we're excited for the opportunity to get to play. And no matter who it is at this point, if it's number one team in the state or whoever it might be, we're just looking forward to getting the girls on the floor and having them play. So we're excited with the opportunity to play this coming Tuesday and then on December 1st.
And, of course, you were supposed to play North White on the road earlier in the week. Tri-County, as mentioned, that was supposed to have been tonight. That game will be played on December 1st. Not playing this week, what has it been like for your girls in terms of just the work regimen and communication?
Well, you know, after we got the initial phone call about majority of all of my varsity players being quarantined, you know, till this coming Monday because of contact tracing, that left me with six girls, some of them JV, and some of them who had been on quarantine already were coming back. So this week has been a rough week for them because we still went to work. We still had practice with six girls. They still had to run the floor. They still had to go through all the drills. You know, I still pushed them because I told them, I said, you never know what might happen next. If we can have enough girls to put a team together, we're going to play. Whether it's six, whether it's eight, whoever's available, we're gonna try to get you on the floor to play. So, you know, they had to keep their work regimen up. They had to keep going to practice and pushing through. And then those girls at home, you know, we stayed in contact with them with text messages and encouraging them to get out around their house and run and get some shots up while they're in quarantine themselves. And a lot of them took advantage of the nice weather, the windy day. But I told them, I said, if you can shoot the ball on a windy day, we ought to be able to shoot the ball better than what we have been in the gym. So, you know, just trying to keep them motivated, trying to keep them positive. There's just some things that are out of our control. And we told the girls we can only control the things that we can control. And you can't sit around and say, woe is me. We just got to pick up the pieces and next man up. And while some of them are at home trying to figure out this quarantine thing, the rest of us are still working, and when they come back, we're going to hit the floor running again and you know, hopefully soon get everybody back as one unit and playing some more games.
And you've already had, as far as games, three under your belt. a week ago. You traveled to Knox and faced a tough Lady Redskins team who are 3-0. They are in Class 3A and do have a ranking of 16th in the AP poll. They're actually in a multiple tie with other schools for the Class 3A state ranking at 16. But you go look back at that game 7 nights ago against the Knox Lady Redskins, and tough competition it was for your girls. How much is that tough competition vital as you get set to play down the stretch, especially when you play within your conference and other tough opponents?
You know, Knox is, they were very long and a veteran team. They have 7 or 8 seniors on their team, and they've been playing together for a very long time. But when you go back and look at our game film, we didn't shoot the ball. We shot the ball terrible. We just couldn't, the old adage, couldn't buy a basket, couldn't find the rim at all. And that leads to a lot of frustrations on a young team that I have. And foul troubles didn't help us out any. So, you know, it's one of those situations where we have to learn to value the possession, because we had a lot of turnovers too. We just didn't handle things very well and got frustrated on the road. And, you know, with a young team, we have to learn from those mistakes. We have to pick up and go to practice the next day or wherever we're at and have confidence that the shot's going to fall, that it's going to, you know, coach's offense, the offense that we're running, gives us the look. We just got to finish. And, we have to be able to, as a young team, handle those frustrations. Take a deep breath, step back, and try to assess the situation a little bit better instead of trying just to push through it and maul through it. And it makes the situation worse. And when you play a team like Knox that has a veteran team and has some length, you know, we don't face too many teams that have, you know, 2 6-footers inside that rebound very well. And so we have to make adjustments for that as a young team. I have to learn from that. And as we push on through the season, we can always look back and say, look, this is where we don't want to be at. This is where we got to get better so we can compete at that high level. And we have the capability of doing that. It's just with this team, they have to have that mindset that they're going to go into every game and they're going to dominate every aspect of the game, not just one thing. And if your shot's not falling, you can't just hang your head. You got to pick it up other places. Then we still got to play defense. That's what I told the girls. I said, if the shot's not falling, you still have to play defense. Because, you know, we were forcing them to shoot shots on the outside and getting those second, you know, opportunities. But you got to box out then. So there's every aspect of the game as a young team that we have to continue to improve upon and build upon so that hopefully the more games we get and the later we get into the season that we continue to improve on those things, and then it won't be the same team that we saw at Knox on Saturday as we see later on down the road where they're boxing out, they're hitting shots, they're keeping their composure, they're not turning the ball over as much, they're valuing those possessions. So with this young team of mine, we're going to keep hammering at those things, we're going to get better, but the biggest thing is we can't hang our heads.
I'm Frank Sprinkle. This is the SP19 Sports Showcase presented by SP19 American Kitchen in DeMont here on 97.7 The Q, visiting with Wes Racky, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers basketball program. You mentioned about having more games, and while, okay, maybe you've missed some games because of COVID-19, you do have quite a bit of games coming up. We mentioned Tuesday night, you're going to have West Central at home on the schedule, a makeup from what would have been the tip-off game to start. But then you look at a period of December 1st to December 10th. In that period of a week and a half, you're going to have 5 games on the schedule, starting with that Tuesday before Thanksgiving against Tri-County, the makeup game from tonight. If you take a look at those 5 games in a span of 10 days, a week and a half, how much do you see that as a crucial stretch, considering that your team is going to be in the brunt of your schedule at that point?
Well, I think it's a big part of, you know, every year this time, we'll eventually, in that span you're talking about, we'll play a Winnemac, which is a sectional opponent. We'll play Griffith, which is always a very athletic team. And then we start our conference play in the Hoosier Conference with BC, which is always one of those games where The girls seem to struggle with it mentally. And it's a good challenge for this young team of mine to get that stretch of our schedule, because it's only going to start preparing us for the sectional time and what we want to do. So I'm really looking forward to getting into those games. Again, Winamac being a sectional opponent, Griffith gives us that opportunity to play against an athletic team. And then, you know, playing against BC, who's always at the top of the pile in 3A. And you know, Coach Baxter always has his girls ready. And I believe we're at BC this year, so that's always a hostile environment. But it's those types of things that I want my girls to relish and want them to learn from and get that drive and motivation playing in atmospheres like that. And no matter if it's with fans, no fans, limited amount of fans, we got to show up to play. You're getting the opportunity to play. Take advantage of it. And don't look over your shoulder and think, well, is this going to be canceled? We're moving ahead and trying to get as many in as we can. Heck, for these girls, I'd play every day if it was feasible, which I know it's not. But just because of the uncertainty of the future of things, I want them to have every opportunity to play as much as possible. So we're looking forward to that stretch of our schedule to help us build and get our identity. You know, I think with my young team, Frank, early on here, and, you know, Coach Van Meter has mentioned quite a few times where the past 4 years I've had, you know, take Sydney Van Meter, 1,000-point score. You take my daughter and you take a kid like Morgan Fleming or Lexi Healy and those all earlier players that I had, and there was some identity there. We had somebody to do some things. And this young group that I have, we're trying to find our identity. And I think a kid like Jesse Rinkin and Morgan Van Meter can help us. And you know, Ayler and Avery Kane, those juniors that I lean on for that leadership to find that identity for this group of girls. And that stretch of our schedule, I think, will really help us to start to find our identity of what we want to do as a team and what we're able to do, and not so much prove to the area, but prove to ourselves how good that we can be. And not having that summer to do that, I think, is really showing that, you know, that summertime, I usually spend that time getting our identity, trying to find those things and trying to seek out, you know, what we need to do to get better for the season. And not having that this summer, I think, is a process, what we're going through right now. But we've just got to keep the faith. We just got to keep, you know, the foot on the gas pedal and not look around our shoulders and think, you know, what are we going to do next, coach, for this or that. We got to find our identity as a team and come together. And that part of our schedule that you're talking about, I'm really excited about, that we can help find that identity before we run into postseason or even the rest of the conference play.
Lastly, I want to ask you the same question to close I've been asking all of the other coaches here this morning, and we're 5 days away from Thanksgiving next Thursday. And you, Wes Racky, as you get set to celebrate the Thanksgiving 2020 with your family, what are you thankful for?
You know, first of all, thankful for my salvation.
Amen.
Thankful for what the Lord has done in my life and how good that He is. Bless me and my family and the community. And, you know, just that is the most important thing to me, is my salvation. And, you know, everything else will fall in line with itself when that's the most important thing for you. And so that's, Frank, that is what I am thankful for the most. I'm thankful for that He gives me that opportunity to be with the girls each and every day and practice, my coaching staff, my family. You know, I could go on and on and on. You don't have enough time in your program for me to sit and tell you all the reasons why I'm thankful that God's given me what He's given me. But I just want to say that my salvation is what I'm most thankful for. So there you have it.
Well, certainly we have enjoyed having you on, and we're looking forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Wes Racky, as your girls head into a crucial stretch to start the month of December, you do have a game Tuesday night against West Central. Head coach Wes Racky of the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers basketball program, thank you for joining us, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Wes Racky, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers basketball program, joining us on this Saturday morning on the SP19 Sports Showcase. We'll come back, and on the other end of this timeout, we will have the IHSAA Commissioner's Corner, Bob Lovell with his weekly interview segment with Paul Neidig, IHSAA Commissioner. You'll hear that once again on the other end of this commercial timeout. You're listening to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
If you're looking for an alternative for the internet, then high-speed wireless is the right choice for you. Free up your phone line and call MidwayNet. With towers conveniently located in Jasper and surrounding counties, this wireless service gives you or your business flexibility to keep in touch with the world. Give MidwayNet a call at 866-7946 or visit our website at midwaynet.net to find out how you can go wireless. We are your access point to the internet.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Prospect Auto Supply, locally owned and family operated for over 50 years, serves the DeMott community with a high level of integrity and passion. Customer service at Prospect Auto in DeMott is driven by independent ownership that's passionate about delivering excellence in everything they do. You'll find they have the best-in-class product and experienced professionals. Prospect Auto will deliver the right products to the right place at the right time. Prospect Auto, 620 North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30 and Saturday, 7 to 3.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And we have made it to the semi-state round in high school football, and on behalf of a grateful state and parents and communities and students and everybody involved, thank you and thank all the member institutions for pulling off what I think is nothing short of a miracle to be able to do what all of you have done and do it so well to this point.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate those words, and I agree with the thanks going to our member institutions. They're the ones that have carried the load and have done a phenomenal job of doing that.
If you sat back and looked at the discussions you had over the summer in the IHSAA offices, I would assume you'd look back and say, we never anticipated being able to do what we've done.
You know, I think there was always a certain amount of apprehension, whether we were going to be able to get there. But I also was really confident, Bob, in what our schools could do. Once our schools got back in touch with our kids, and that happened back July 6th, again, they proved us right as we started this little conversation here today. They've done the work. They've done a great job with that, and that's why we're here today.
And we are ready now for semi-state weekend and then next weekend at Lucas Oil Stadium. We really have some great matchups, as you would anticipate getting to this point, and really some fun stories along the way in all classes of high school football.
We do. I mean, incredible matchups. We got some folks that are going to play this weekend that with a dream to get to the state championship the following weekend that haven't been there in a while. And communities are prepared. They're ready to play. And, you know, I'm going to take a little trip down to West Washington on Friday night and watch them play, and such a story there. The whole Bozeman family, and they still got a son playing, and we'll go down there and witness that and see how they do in this tournament and see if they can get that team to the state finals.
It has been, as you mentioned, with West Washington, an incredibly emotional story. But the concept of playing in your first state championship you know, when you grow up, your dream is to end your season at Lucas Oil Stadium, and we're this far from being ready to do that for a number of teams. And, you know, I can't imagine the emotion that they're going to be going through.
No, I can't either, you know. And every year, even if a team's been there, it's a new group of kids that are carrying that team through this tournament to get there. And, you know, that excitement is there whether you've been there or you haven't. And each kid gets their turn at it, and that's where we're at this year.
When they win that, when we're anticipating great games over the weekend, and we'll have 12 teams come to Indianapolis, because of COVID-19, you know, the championship weekend has been altered a little bit in terms of timing and getting people in and out and crowds. Walk me through what that's going to be like.
You know, Bob, we've been preparing for this with conversation with Lucas Oil and the great folks there for quite a while. And, you know, one big change that you're going to see this year is there's not an all-day ticket. You can't buy a Friday ticket or you can't buy a Saturday ticket. We've got to protect seating that we have available for us for each community that wants to come and watch their team. And so after each venue, we've added an additional – after each game, we've added an additional 30 minutes in. And so that's there, so we have an opportunity to present the awards. And then once they get presented, the teams, the fans will have to vacate the facility. And as soon as they get vacated and they're outside, we're going to let the fans in for the next contest. And that will go on for all six games this weekend. And that's one of the major things. We are going to see some crowd limitations, and I hate to even say this, but, you know, as of today, we're looking at about 8,500 total per contest. But we know with COVID, nothing's written in stone, and there's a chance that, you know, that number could get limited as we continue to look at the positivity rate in Marion County and the rest of the state moving forward. But we have a plan in place regardless of what the positivity rate and whether it's a very limited crowd or we can get the 8,500 in per game.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Nighty. Our conversation with him every week we have this on our and talk about all things IHSAA related. Paul, as always, thanks so much for your time. Have a great week.
Bob, thank you. And again, thank you for doing what you do to promote education-based athletics and kids across the state.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
McAllister Ag Division is Indiana-based and family-owned. McAllister Ag Division Rensselaer has a rich history and a long-standing tradition of supplying top-notch equipment, first-class service, and in-depth technical knowledge. McAllister Ag Division is the area's ag co-dealer, supporting Challenger, White, MacDon, Massey, Oliver, Cat, Lexion, and carries Coima chopper parts. So if it's a part for day-to-day operation or that hard-to-find part for that restoration you've been working on, stop by and see the guys Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. McAllister Ag Division, across from the airport, Rensselaer.
95% singulation sounds like a great thing until you've seen 99% in your fields. With Precision Planting's V-Set, you get the best singulation available. Plus, they serve as the foundation for a host of other solutions for picket fence stands. Learn more about V-Set by contacting your local Precision Planting dealer. Solid Rock Ag Solutions, located south of Remington. Online at solidrockag.com. Remember, they service what they sell.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their five locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on the SP19 Sports Showcase, presented by SP19 American Kitchen in DeMont, where we want to remind you, SP19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant. And certainly we are hoping that at some point we will be able to bring the show back to SP19 American Kitchen. They do a fine job hosting us and accommodating our needs as well as the coaches' needs. Certainly, we are hoping to return to SP19 American Kitchen at some point. Frank Sprinkle alongside Scotty Miller minding the board here on this Saturday morning. We got a few minutes left before we call it a Saturday. And of course, as far as high school sports is concerned, schedules have been heavily affected because of COVID-19. And there was one girls basketball game played last night, a Midwest Conference school of local interest taking on Clinton Central, that being the North White Lady Vikings, as they were on the road taking on Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs in non-conference play. North White on the road picking up a 57-33 victory over Clinton Central. And for the Lady Vikings, they are 3-0, mightily impressive to start out the early part of the season, while Clinton Central falls to 2-2. And they did play football last night. They were able to get in the IHSAA football semifinal games. There were 12 in all, and the route to Indianapolis is officially set for Friday and Saturday of next week. You always have at Lucas Oil Stadium. Before that, it was the RCA/Hoosier Dome, the state finals for football, a festive atmosphere. I've been there. It is a great atmosphere, and we already have our 12 teams that will be taking part next Friday and Saturday. But in order to get there, you have to get past the semifinal round. And let's recap last night's IHSAA high school football semifinal games. We will start in Class 1A as South Adams pulls off a 42-9 victory over Lafayette Central Catholic, while in the other Class 1A game, Covenant Christian of Indianapolis, remember that's Covenant Christian of Indianapolis, not DeMond locally, but Covenant Christian of Indianapolis knocking off West Central 55-8. So the 1A championship game will be South Adams and Covenant Christian of Indianapolis. In Class 2A, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, it was an exciting one against Pioneer, but Bishop Lures with the 42-34 victory over Pioneer, that in the northern half of the bracket. In the southern half of the bracket, Western Boone with a 42-7 victory over Evansville Modern Day. So the Class 2A football state championship matchup will feature Fort Wayne Bishop Lures and Western Boone. In Class 3A in the northern bracket, Indianapolis Bishop Chatard, a close one. 18-13, they pick up the victory over Mishawaka Marion to advance not too far to Lucas Oil Stadium. Danville in the southern bracket, a 30-7 win over Southridge. So the Class 3A state championship game for football, Indianapolis Bishop Chatard taking on Danville. In Class 4A, there was a Northwest Indiana school, and the Northwest Indiana school advances, an historic one at that. The Hobart Brickies back in the state championship with a 49-13 commanding win over Marion. In the southern bracket, Indianapolis Ron Colley with a 42-14 victory over Mooresville. The Class 4A state championship will feature Hobart and Indianapolis Ron Colley. Another school in Northwest Indiana in the northern bracket in Class 5A. They were in the state championship game last year. Unfortunately, not making a return trip this year as Zionsville knocks off Valparaiso 27-9. Indianapolis Cathedral in the southern bracket 32-7 with the win over Castle. So Zionsville, Indianapolis Cathedral, that's your matchup in Class 5A at Lucas Oil Stadium next weekend. In Class 6A, it did feature another Northwest Indiana school, Westfield knocking off Mirville, unfortunately, 41-23 as Westfield advances to the state championship. Center Grove in the southern bracket with a 48-13 win over Ben Davis. So the Class 6A state championship football game will feature Westville taking on Center Grove. So you are up to speed as far as the IHSAA class football state championship games are concerned. A reminder, and we don't have official word, but we will be carrying a few of these IHSAA state championship football games either Friday and or Saturday. We will carry them on our three stations. Keep it to here to our three stations, 97.7 The Q, Bear Country 104.5 FM, 1560 AM, and 98 Gold for more. Of course, I will update you on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday leading up to the state championships on Tuiville in the morning with Steve Tuohy for my morning sports between 7:40 and 7:50. I'll keep you posted on the games we plan to air, picking up the IHSAA Championship Network feed. Also, as far as our locally produced sports on our affiliated stations, we want to go over them with you. Here on 97.7 The Q, on Tuesday night, we will jumpstart the boys basketball season as the Tri-County Cavaliers take on the Kankakee Valley Cougars from Wheatfield. That is this Tuesday night, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And then Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving, November 27th, we will be on our affiliated station, Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, as the Rensselaer Central boys basketball team will head to Wilkett to face the same Tri-County Cavaliers that will be playing on 97.7 The Q on Tuesday against Kankakee Valley. So once again, boys basketball next week, a couple of games scheduled on Tuesday night, 97.7 The Q. Tri-County travels to Kankakee Valley on Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, Friday, November 27th, the day after Thanksgiving, Rensselaer Central down in Wilkett to meet the Tri-County Cavaliers. So a lot of basketball upcoming, as well as football on our affiliated stations, as well as the sports showcase throughout the winter months. Now, a quick reminder, being that Thanksgiving does fall on Thursday of next week, there will be no sports showcase on Saturday. So we will be taking the Saturday off and come back to you in a couple of weeks, Saturday, December 5th, with the SP19 Sports Showcase. And along those lines, we'll close it out. Want to thank our sponsor, SP19 in SP19 American Kitchen in DeMont, for sponsoring our Sports Showcase this and every week, as well as Scotty Miller behind the board spinning the dials. Thank you so much, Scotty. For everybody I mentioned, I'm Frank Sprinkle. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, everyone. Talk to you in a couple of weeks or on Tuesday here on 97.7 The Q. Jeff Marlowe and I will have boys basketball with Tri-County at Kankakee Valley. For everybody I mentioned, I'm Frank Sprinkle. You've been listening to the SP19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and happy Thanksgiving.
Thinking about Thanksgiving dinner? Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances has just what you need. Whirlpool ranges offer heavy-duty grates, convection oven, rapid preheat, aqua lift cleaning technology, and a 5.8 cubic foot oven to hold even your biggest turkey. Whirlpool and Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances wants to help you this holiday season. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new Whirlpool range.
Moore Trucking, a family-owned company in Rensselaer, has been serving local businesses for over 20 years. They take pride in hauling local products from food grade to hazmat materials, which helps maintain and strengthen our local economy. To assure your products get delivered on time, call 219-866-0149 and ask about their rates. They're also looking for a few good drivers. You can apply in person at 1395 North McKinley Avenue or give them a call at 219-866-0149 for more details. Moore Trucking LLC are your delivering the goods experts.
Get your award-winning meal at SP19 American Kitchen, but at Jasper County's best all-around restaurant for 2020. You'll get excellent homemade meals made with fresh ingredients that's sure to please the whole family. Located at Sandy Pines Golf Course, this award-winning restaurant is ready to serve you the freshest in steak, burgers, and seafood, along with their fresh daily soups and salads. Keep an eye out for their weekend specials on Facebook. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, SP19 American Kitchen serves an award-winning meal. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, Edward Jones can help. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan's office at 496 South Bierma Street in Wheatfield. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to the Saturday Morning Sports Showcase on 97.7 FM WLQI. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances, Midway Net, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, My Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and by Moore Trucking.